Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority. Well, shalom, and it's early. Good morning, but I want to be able to share something with you. Actually, I felt like the Lord was asking me to share this with you before I went to bed, and something for you to be able to receive and pray about, and about receiving prophetic dreams and visions, particularly in the night hour when you're sleeping. And, you know, the scripture says in the book of Acts, let me read it here. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, it says, "And it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." And so it's interesting. It says, "And I will show wonders in the heaven above, signs in the earth below, blood, fire, vapor, and smoke. And the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood." And we just got done having this blood moon. And so it's interesting that the Lord has given me an experience, which I'm giving you a little bit of time to get on. But it was just I had an amazing experience praying for a friend of ours' daughter. And so she's 17 years old, and she's doing really well in the Lord. She's on fire for God. She has a tremendous call of God on her life and a tremendous call to Israel as a young woman. And anyway, she was in a service with me on Friday night when the fire really fell, and I was praying for her specifically. I thought, Lord, how do somebody at that age, at 17, you know, I can't even imagine. I can't really remember. I wasn't saved at 17. But I said, Lord, how do you want me to intercede for this young woman and, you know, in the situation that we're in right now? And the Lord said, pray for her to have spiritual dreams. And I said, okay. So I start to go into the courts of heaven, and let's just go ahead and do that right now. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, Lord, in this late hour, we just wash ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we cleanse ourselves in the room of atonement. We separate ourselves unto you. And Lord, we enter into your mercy court this night. And Lord, we thank you so much for the privilege and the honor and the blessing to be able to pray, to be able to receive, be able to get downloads, and Lord, to be able to be blessed. Lord, most of all, we just thank you that we can come together. And Lord, I thank you for this technology that we can go around the world and actually come together and assemble in your mercy courts. Lord, I just thank you for that in Yeshua's name. In Yeshua's name. So, as I started to pray for this young lady, the Lord took me. I'm a seer in the courts of heaven and have been for many years. And what that means is that when I actually go into the courts of heaven and where we pray, once our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're right now in the spirit, we're in a mercy court where God is sitting on the throne of the as just judge, and we're petitioning him prayers. And but there's different. There's the war room, there's a record room, there's a place where the book of remembrances, and there's lots of different rooms in the courts of heaven. There's a treasury. There's private banking in the courts of heaven. It's pretty extensive. But as I was praying for this young woman, I never have been in this place before, and I wanted to share it with you, and I hope it blesses you. But there's a room, and it's the dream room. And it's pretty amazing because you go into this room, and the floors are real shiny, like it's not white marble, but there's the only way I can describe it is it's just like it's the purest white floor, and there's no seams. Okay, it's just white, and then the walls going up are white, and then there's pillars, like there's bookshelves, so to say, and then there's these pillars, and they're made out of pearl. And you can tell the difference between the material, which I can't describe, on the floor and the wall, and then the pearl. But I did recognize the texture of the pearl. It's just beautiful. And then there's shelves. They're kind of indented, maybe like 2 or 3 inches indented. And then behind it, there's like white glass. It would be like frosted glass, but it's not. It's even then it's surreal. It's white. And then coming out of the white walls, there's these vials, like you would see in a laboratory, and they're glass, and they're about this long. And, they would be about the size of this cup in length, but very narrow, probably, about as round like this, probably an inch in diameter. And then they have like a glass, like a cork that was on it. But it was interesting because I could see threads, that there was threads, glass threads. I don't know why I'm sharing with you all the detail. I feel like I'm supposed to, but like glass threads. But then these vials were filled with clear liquid, and they were of all different colors. And it was like something, it was like a stainless steel or something that was like sticking out like this, and it was holding the vial up. So behind it is you have this frosted glass wall, and it's lit, and these vials are all held out individually, and there's thousands of them. And there's as many different colors as if, like, when we were kids and you had that really big box of crayons and all the different colors. I mean, there was clear liquid, and they were all the same size, and they were just going down this huge hallway in the dream room, and they were all different colors. And it was absolutely spectacular. And the only way I can describe the way the color looked was, I've been in the spirit before, where I've seen the priestly ephod, the 12 stones, and in the courts of heaven, the spirit realm, the ephod, the stones, the Shekinah glory, the light of God shines into the stones and then back out. It's not natural. There's no words to describe like what you're seeing when you see that ephod. These vials with the liquid in it, that's how they're not, but they're, the light was shining through them, like the glory was shining through them, in a way that it was just totally supernatural. It wasn't normal at all. So remember, I'm praying for this young girl, teenager, and I'm there, and I said, Lord, what am I looking at? And he says, these are spiritual prophetic dreams. And I said, Lord, there's so many. And he said, well, many have not yet been, it's not time to pour them out. But he says, many of them, people have passed away and they've gone on to be in heaven. And these dreams have been left behind and they're unclaimed. And I said, there's just so many. And there was just thousands. And so I saw them. I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he said, like for this young girl, he said, I want you to pray that my angels, and they're special messenger angels, and they go out 2 by 2. I saw them where they actually go and they'll grab the vial and they'll go at the strategic time. That this was all in my head from the Lord. He says, I only send them out at the strategic time when someone is most ready to be able to receive it. Meaning that when that dream is poured out, and it was interesting because the dream was poured out, like when I saw it being poured out on a person who was asleep, and they poured out just right in the temple, right there, and they're pouring it. But when they pour it, it doesn't run down like oil in their head. It literally leaves the vial and it pours and goes in supernaturally into their brain. It's like it just goes right into them. And I'm assuming they're going to have the dream. I didn't get to see that part. But the thing that was interesting about it was, was the Lord said, and this is why I'm sharing this with you, is the Lord said, I only release these dreams if they ask. And then the Lord quickened me as I was praying for this young girl. And the scripture says, you have not because you ask not. And the Lord said, I will give you a time when I want you to share this. And for people who are praying to experience spiritual prophetic dreams, and here's the value of it, is I've only had a few spiritual prophetic dreams in my 33 years walking with the Lord. But I can tell you that the deliverance, the healing, and the power that comes from the experience of having a spiritual dream. Many of you know my last dream that I had, I was walking down the street in Los Angeles and the earth was kind of bubbled up and I went into a tunnel underneath and it was night in the 60s. And that was a life-changing experience for me. In fact, when I woke up from the dream, I had it in the early morning hours. And when I woke up for the first probably 2 seconds, I actually woke up and I felt like I'm not saying I was, but it felt like I was there or translated. You know, I mean, it was just so shocking. And even when I think on it, I go back into that dream, I can go into it in my mind. And the reason is because it's spiritual. And it's supernatural. So the Lord told me to tell all of us, to tell you and me, and Christy's here and she's praying with me, and that you're to ask for these dreams. And we're going to do that. And I want to share with you why. I was sharing this with a friend of mine from Israel, and we were praying. And while I was praying, the Lord took me back in the spirit, back into this dream world, dream room. And I saw angels that had like lab coats on, and I assumed they're angels, but all I could see were the arms and then the white lab coats. And so we had the lab coats, and they were taking some of the vials and pouring them into other ones. Now, listen, this is all supernatural. Doesn't make sense because the vials are full, and yet grabbed another one and poured it in. And all it would do was mix the colors. So like if you know how when you take yellow and orange or red and yellow and it creates orange, it was changing the colors. And the Lord said, prophesy and ask me to redeem the vials of the dreams that have not been claimed. So I want to do that because the Lord's going to give some of those dreams to you. And what they do is they enhance the dream that you're already going to have. Because the Lord has told me, he said, you're praying for time because I'm accelerating time and everything is accelerating. And thank you so much for that. I'm getting confirmations from several of you in the chat. I can't do the chat right now. I see it and I thank you for it. But I need to stay kind of in my lane here. But it was so powerful because as the angels were mixing the formula, so to say, the Lord said, I'm redeeming. He says, I'm redeeming these dreams. And I really think it has something to do with Hanukkah. And it has to do with this Hanukkah time where the Lord wants to send these dreams. And but we want to ask. And so that's what I want to do with you tonight, because as I was praying for the young girl, the Lord said, what do you think could actually accelerate her from her 17-year-old, and she's very spiritual, but what could accelerate her from where she is and then put her totally on fire and take her virtue and her character and everything about her to the next level? And I said, well, Lord, of course, a prophetic dream, because there can be, I've had prophetic dreams where I've tried to go through deliverance and inner healing and different things in my life, but probably 2 minutes in a dream. And there's a healing balm of Gilead. And it's interesting. I know that the healing balm of Gilead is a perfume, but it's like that. When I was in the dream room, it's like that balm is in this formula. Like these are healing dreams. These are, they have accelerant in them. They're supernatural time redeemers. There's healing in these dreams. There's where people are going to, who have infirmities, that you'll have this dream and you'll have an encounter with Jesus in such a way in this dream that you'll wake up totally healed. But the Lord said, we have to ask. He says, you have not because you have not asked. And it's so important for us to, this is a sad scripture, and it's in 1 Samuel 28 and 15. It says, now Samuel said to Saul, and so Saul was tormented, and he says, why have you disturbed me by bringing me up? And Saul answered, I am deeply distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and does not answer me anymore, neither the prophets nor my dreams. And so it's interesting that one of the voids that was happening to Saul when he was in this distressed time, where he was in a place where he was not right with God, not right with man, and everything was going wrong. And he is telling Samuel, the trustworthy prophet, he says, even in my dreams, you know, I'm not having these dreams. And he says, therefore, I called you that you may reveal to me what I should do. And I feel like that's what the Lord has me doing tonight. And he wouldn't let me go to sleep. And I was ready for to go to bed. And the Lord said, no, I want you to go in, take a shower. I actually shaved, put on a clean shirt. And the Lord said, no, I want you to release this right now. And, you know, you're obviously going to be watching this on the archive, and many of you are online now, but I really felt like there's something about right now, that whenever you're watching it right now, this is you. It says, what do I do? I'm losing all my battles. I'm not sensing the presence of God like I should. And what Samuel would say to you right now is, you've got to ask the Lord for the dreams to come back. You need one of those files that has your name on it. It was interesting because I instinctively knew that these vials were created for us, for you, before you were in your mother's womb. These are the workmanship prepared beforehand, according to Ephesians. These are dreams that they're critical, because if you can think about it, it's like while you're sleeping, the Lord's going to come and visit you and, so to say, lay hands on you and give you strategies and heal you, and most of all, emotionally love you. That's what Saul needed. Saul needed Samuel to say, listen, he's in that stage where it's like, listen, I'm so distressed because I know I've not done things right. What do I do? And it's time to dream again. So let's pray. Father God, in Yeshua's name, I just take everyone that's with me right now in prayer. And Lord, we leave the mercy seat and we leave the mercy court. And Lord, we go into the dream room. And Lord, I ask that the angels would take notice and write down the names of every single person that will say, Lord, I'm asking for that prophetic dream or vision. I'm asking. And Lord, I ask now that the angels mark those vials, the bright blue ones, the pink ones, the chartreuse, the bright yellow ones, red, aqua. There's so many colors, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that, Lord, each one for the season, for the person that is saying, Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask that you visit me, that I might experience a prophetic dream. And Lord, I'm going on the record tonight or tomorrow, whenever it is. Lord, I'm going on the record right now where I ask, in Jesus' name, I ask to have that prophetic visitation in my dreams. I ask that you give me strategies. I ask most of all, Lord, that I experience you in your love and in your comfort. And Lord, and when that love of God is poured out in those dreams, Father God, it heals the soul. It heals the body. And Lord, I thank you that for everyone who has asked, you asked me to do it tonight. And look at, they're from France coming in. Oh, praise God. I'm so excited for you to have these dreams. I'm so excited for you to have these dreams. I'm excited to have these dreams. Christy's over here in her pajamas going, I want to have some of these.
Yes, that's exactly
right. But we're going to have them. And so, Lord, I just release them now.
Yes, thank you.
I release them. Thank you so much. You're all so kind. You know, this is not like normal ministry. And, but you know what? We love you enough in Kurt Landry Ministries. You're so gracious to us. You're so supportive to allow us to be able to bring these things out of the courts of heaven and just bring the fire of God. And it's so wonderful. Your support, your love, and your prayers for us mean a lot and allows us to be able to sort of take that fourth river. This is really part of the immersion into the fourth river that I think we're probably going to. I don't have liberty to say, thus saith the Lord, but it feels like we're going to have more dreams. And I know in the last year, I've had more dreams than I've had like in a long time. And it's just so refreshing. These are not scary dreams. These are beautiful, refreshing dreams. So anyway, I'm going to let you go and say good night and shalom, shalom. And Lord, we just seal this work. Lord, as we come out of the dream room in the courts and out of the mercy court, Lord, we just seal it. And Lord, let it be written in our books that we requested. Let it be written in our books that we requested these divine prophetic dreams that bring supernatural strategies and healing. Let our names be in those books. Let it be written that we asked, because that's all you told me to tell the people. It says, if you ask, I will deliver. And so, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Good night. Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.